Daf is Vachem Daf Nun Aleph Tereshir, sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Brill, Lezech Nishmas Yeta Bas Rav Yonah Cohen, Shragi's grandmother, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning, and we thank the Brills very much for the sponsorship. We're holding on, we're going to go back a little bit to Daf Nun Amud Beis. We're still in the middle of the discussion of how we know of the Davar Lamed, that you cannot learn a Lamed Min HaMelamed in a melamed min alamad. You can't have a double limud in kachim. So we're going through all the different permutations, that there are all sorts of different limudim. There's hekish, there's gzeres shavah, there's binyan av, there's kal v'chomer. So we were going through all the different combinations. Can you have a double hekish, a double kal v'chomer, a hekish and a kal v'chomer, a hekish and a binyan av? So we were in the middle of discussing whether something that's lamad b'kal v'chomer can be melamed v'binyan av. Then the Gemara is going to go on to discuss, can halachos learn from a binyan av? Closer malamid in any one of the four ways with another binyanav or kal v'chomer or hekish or gzer shava, and then toward the top of Amud Aleph, that's going to be the end of that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the sources for many psulim being imalu lo yardu, that there are a number of things that once you put them on the mizbeach, even though you're not supposed to put them on the mizbeach, imalu lo yardu, you don't take them down off of the mizbeach. So we're going to discuss what the source is for all of these things that are lo yardu, because there are a number of items that even imalu yardu, that they would have to come down. So we're going to need a source for those things that are not yored from the mizbech. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the idea of shvichas shirayim on the mizbech achitzon, that we pour the leftover blood on the mizbech achitzon. And in that context, we're going to discuss why the Torah has to say yisod el yisod mizbech ha'ola. The Torah says in three different contexts that you pour blood el yisod mizbech ha'ola, which means that you pour it into the Shvicha Shirayim, into the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So that's going to be the basic discussions of today's daf. But we're going to go back a little bit just to start from a reasonable starting point. Davar alam b'kal v'chomer ma'u she'ilamed b'binyan av. So going back, last word on the line is davar, about 10 lines before the end of the page, on daf nun and beis. So we raise the issue. Davar alam b'kal v'chomer, something that itself is derived from kal v'chomer, ma'u she'ilamed b'binyan av. Can it go forward and teach through a binyan av? So Gemara says, Amar b'yirmiya tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the conversation that we're going to have in a couple of weeks from now. Malak v'nimtzei streifa. What if in the base of Mikdash, the Kohen does malika on a bird, but it turned out the bird was a treifa. So normally you do malika, that's the way you would do, you would kill the bird in the Beis HaMikdash. But you do malika outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would turn the bird into a nevela. So it's only because it's a carbon that malika is okay. So what if you do malika, but it turns out not to be an okay carbon because the animal is a treifa, the bird is a treifa? Does it now have tumas nevela? Do we now view it like you did malika outside of the Mikdash, where the animal is going to be a nevela? Or do we say, no, you're doing malika in the Mikdash, so that's the equivalent of a shchita, and when you do a shchita, the animal's not a nevela, even if it happens to be a treifa. And big difference between a treifa and a nevela. You're not allowed to eat either one of them, but a nevela is metameh. So what would be the din if you do malika in the Beis HaMikdash, but it turns out the animal's a treifa? Rameir Omer Eina metameh bebeis ablia. It is not a nevela. It's not metameh like a regular nevela of tahar bebeis ablia, where when the halacha of nevela of tahar is that it's only metameh when you eat it, when it touches the beis ablia, not when you touch it externally, not when you carry it. Simply bebeis ablia. That's so. When we say eina metameh bebeis ablia, we're saying it's not a nevela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer metameh bebeis ablia. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, it is a nevela. So Amar Rameir is going to say, how do I know that it's not a nevela? Kal v'chomer. Uman nivlas behema shemetame magu masa. Certainly a nevela of a behema is a more severe form of tuma than a nevela of an oaf, because like we just said, a nevela of an oaf is not metame magu masa, it's only in time beis ablia. Nevela of a behema is even metame b'magu masa, and yet shchitasa mitaheres treifasa mitum asa. If you shecht a behema, it's going to, and it turns out to be a treifa, it is not a nevela. We assume that it does not have tumas nevela. So nevela sof, shein mitam magu masa. Nevela sof, which is a less severe form of nevela, tumas nevela in general by oaf, is less severe. The shchita, even on a trefa, should prevent it from having that lesser form of nevela. If by a behema, which is the most extreme form of nevela, a shchita is going to prevent it, even if it's a trefa, a shchita is going to prevent it from having that status of a nevela. When you shecht an oaf, this is about shchita of an oaf outside of the mikdash. When you shecht an oaf, all the more so that shchita will prevent the nevela status from being chal, even if the animal happens to be a trefa. And if that's the case by shchita of an oaf, we can compare shchita of an oaf outside of the mikdash to malika of an oaf in the mikdash in the following way. Ma matzino b'shchita shemechasharta ba'achila. Shchita is machshir the animal ba'achila and mitaharis trefasa mitumasa. And we just demonstrated through a kal v'chomer that shchita will stop the tumas nevela from occurring even if the animal's a trefa. Sa'af malika. So malika in the base of mikdash of kachim should do the same thing. Shemechasharta ba'achila. Normally it's machshir the bird la achila for kohanim, as long as it were not a trefa, titar trefa sumutumasa. So when it is a trefa, it should at least be strong enough to prevent the tumas nevela from occurring. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, if the linchpin of the kal v'chomer is going to be the nevelas behema, that a nevelas behema is more severe than nevelas of, well, daya k'nevelas behema torah, sheshchita matarta v'lo melikasa. Yeah, but by a behema, shchita will prevent it from being a nevela. Melika on a behema will not prevent it from being a nevela. So the best you can learn by oaf is that if you do shchita on an oaf, even if it turns out to be a trefa, it will not have status of nevela. But once you do malika, all bets are off. The whole melamed over here is a behema. And by behema, malika does not prevent tumas nevela. Adrab, it creates tumas nevela. So you can't learn any sort of kula when it comes to malika sa'of from behema. But what's the point of this whole conversation? According to a mayor, a shchita of an oaf that's chulin is derived from shchita of a behema through a kal v'chomer, and then it's chozer a melame to malika of an oaf that's kachim through a binyanav. So that which was itself was derived from a kal v'chomer, according to a mayor, is chozer melame b'binyanav. So that should be poshet our suffix whether something that's lomit from a kal v'chomer could be melame b'binyanav. Says Gemara v'lohi. That's not what a mayor means to say. You cannot to learn shchita l'malika with a binyanav. Rav Meir is really learning it from a hekish, and even if hasam tahavehi mishchita duchulin kaasya, even if the Mishnah was saying that you should learn it from a binyanav, still it would not be a raya, because by kachim, that which is derived from a kal v'chomer, we're trying to bring a raya what the din is by kachim. Can that which is derived from a kal v'chomer be milan binyanav? Mishchita dechulin ka'asyan. But you're bringing me a raya where the original melamed is chulin. So that's not in the world of kachim. It's not in the discussion. It's not in the category of kachim. Rashi points out that this is subject to the machlokas that we had yesterday between Rav Papa and Marzutra Breid Rav Mari, that according to Rav Papa, everything looks at the lamad. If the lamad is kachim, then even if the melamed is chulin, it's considered to be kachim. But Marzutra disagrees, and he says when the melamed is chulin, then it's chozer melamed no matter what. So says Rashi, therefore this seems to be whether this is part of whether a mayor's discussion over here is labeled as chulin and therefore of course can be chozer melamed, or is labeled as kachim and is therefore a raya to us, is going to depend on that machlokas. Other Rishonim point out that that's not necessarily true. The machlokas was about when the lamad harishon was chulin. But maybe everyone would agree when they, remember there are always three steps. There's the lamed arishon, then the middle one, and then that which is chozer melamed to the final product. So in this case, it's behema is the lamed arishon, and then oaf is which is chulin is the middle one, then shchitas oaf chulin to malikas oaf, which is the final one. So the whole discussion we had yesterday is if the lamed arishon is chulin, do we label it as chulin? Over here, yeah, the lamed arishon is chulin, but not only is the lamed arishon chulin, the middle one is also chulin. Shchitas oaf, that's also chulin. Maybe that everyone agrees. That doesn't that's not going to be subject to the rules of that of being chozer malamed that you have specially by kachim. Okay, so it says Gemara, davar alamid binyanav mau sheyilamed behekish ubegzer shava ubekal v'chomer ubebinyanav. The final one on the list, that which is derived from a binyanav, can it be chozer malamed with any of the four methods of limud, whether it be a hekish, gzer shava, kal v'chomer, binyanav? Says Gemara, pshot meha chada. We can, from this brisa that we just mentioned, we can at least resolve one of these four questions, namely the last one, that which is derived from binyan av, can it be chozer malamed bibinyan av? Because when it discusses the psulei hakorbanos, it says mipnei ma amru lan badam kasher. Where do the chum know that dam that is not nizrak on the mizbeach mibaod yom like it's supposed to? And therefore, if you shecht an animal today and you do not do the zrika of the dam before shkia, it is pasul. You're not allowed to do the zrika sadam after that. That's the gemara is going to say on daf nun vav from a pasuk. The pasuk says beyom akrivu azivcho and we darshan biyom sha'ata zoveach ata makriv. Only on the day you are zoveach can you be makriv the dam. Once that day is over, shkia comes, forget it, you can't be makriv the dam. What if you did? What if you were zorik the dam? So how do I know the carbon is still kosher, that works? Shari lanbe emurim kosher. Because we learn it from a binyanav, from the emurim of karbonos. The emurim of karbonos are supposed to be burnt that night on the mizbeach. What if alos hashachar the next morning comes and you still haven't burnt the emurim on the mizbeach? The halacha is that if you put them up on the mizbeach at that point, lo yardu, they're kosher. It's not, you don't take them down. So just like by the emurim it's kosher b'diavad past the zman, so to the dam it's also going to be kosher b'diavad past the zman. So lanbe emurim kasher, shaylan bebasa kasher. And how do I know that that's true about the emurim? Because we find that by basar of a carbon shlamim, it can go past the one day. Because basar of a carbon shlamim gets eaten for 2 days. So if basar of a carbon shlamim could be eaten the next day, then the emurim could still be burnt the next day. And if the emurim could still be burnt the next day, which is past their zman, then the dam must still be able to be nizrak, or if it is nizrak, at least b'dievet, it should still work, even past its zman, which is past that day. The Gemara is going to ask later on, this makes absolutely no sense, this whole comparison. Yeah, a carbon shlamim is good the next day, because that is its man. That's the kasher, that's the ideal zman for shlamim. It's nechal, l'shnayamim, v'layla echa. So of course it's nechal the next day. How does that prove that a murim can be burnt on the mizbeach the next day, when clearly the halach is the murim are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach b'layla, and not b'yom. So how we can learn from there to there is very, very difficult. But that's the limud that the Gemara makes, and what you see clearly, this limud is, assuming for now, we're going to have to assume it makes sense, that you have that which is derived from binyanav is chosim lam binyanav. The emurim is derived from shlamim, from the basar shlamim, through a binyanav, and that it could be chosir malame to the dam with a binyanav. So that resolves that issue. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the continuation of the brisa, other psulim that we say im alu lo yardu, things that if you bring up on the mizbeach, you don't bring them back down from the mizbeach. The reason we make a big deal out of trying to show a source for each item that's im alu lo yardu is because we're going to have a sugya in a few weeks from now where Rabbi Yehuda darshins from a pasuk. Pasuk says zos toras ha'ola hi ha'ola, that there are three miyutim in the pasuk, zos, he, and ha'ola, to tell me that there are three things, shim olu yeridu, that they're so puzzle that even if you put them on the mizbech, you gotta pull them off because you did something terrible. An ola that's shechted belaila, an ola that's nishpach dama, and one that's yatza dama bachutz. Those are the three things, even if alu yeridu. So that's why the Tana wants to bring the makar for all the psulim that we're gonna say imalu lo yeridu, to show that not everything is in that category. So the Brisa says, Yotze, hold the Yotze, Kasha Babama. The Evarim of an Ola, or the Emurim of other Kabanos that were Yotze outside of the Azara, and therefore become possible to do Haktara on them. How do I know if you are Maktir them on the Mizbeach, even after they were Yotze, even after they left the Azara, that Lo Yerdu, you don't bring them down? Hoviyotze kosher babama, because yotze works by a bama. If in the time when we had heter bamos, when you're allowed to bring karbonos and bamos, obviously it was allowed to go outside of the azara. The whole bama was outside of the azara. And again, the Gemara will ask, how does that teach you anything? That's the way it's supposed to be done by a bama. That's the lechadchila. How does that tell you that in a case where it has a psul yotze, that imalu lo yerdu? So that's a kasha. We're going to see later on in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, and tame. How do I know that the varma of a carbonola that became tame, and therefore when they become tame, they become pasul baktara? How do I know that if you put them on the mizbeach, you leave them there? Hol v'hutar b'avodas tzibur. We learn from the binyanav from tumas kohanim, which is hutra b'tzibur. We allow tuma b'tzibur. If you don't find the kohen tahar, you're allowed to use the kohen tame to be makriv the carbonos tzibur l'chadchila. So just like we find tuma is hutra b'avodas tzibur, so too a carbon that became tame and was put on the mizbeach is kashal haktara b'diavet. And chutzlis mano, how do I know that a carbon that you had a machsheves pigul on, you had a machsheva during the time of shechita to be zorik the dam or to be makti de murim or to eat it, chutzlis mano, beyond the zman that's allowed to do those things, and therefore it becomes pasul mehaktara because it's pigul? How do I know that if you put the limbs of that animal on the mizbeach, lo yardu, you don't bring it down? Holu meratzel lepigula. So we revisit our old friend Pigul. Holu meratzel lepigula. Remember that concept, that in order for something to become Pigul, everything else has to be perfect. So this shechita is considered a good enough shechita to allow to set up this carbon for Pigul, which means it's pretty good because everything else has to be in order for something to be Pigul. So if it's a good enough shechita in order to set up the animal to become Pigul, that must mean im olu, that if it goes up on the mizbeach, that lo yerdu, that it's kosher enough to stay on the mizbeach. Chutz l'mekomo, how do I know a carbon that at the time you shechted it, you had a machshava to eat it or to be makter it beyond the makom where you're allowed to, and so therefore became pasul haktara? So how do I know that if you put the limbs of that animal that you had a machshava psul, machshava chutz l'mekomo, you put that on the mizbeach, that lo yardu, you don't bring it down from the mizbeach? Because there's a hekesh between chutz l'makomo and chutz l'zmano. Remember, we had that way back on Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara had said, "Vim ha'achol ye'achel mi basar zevach shlomo b'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'ratzeh pigul yihiyeh." So we said, "Shlishi is chutz l'zmano, pigul is chutz l'makomo." So we have in the pasuk links the two psulim to each other. So once you've already shown me that a carbon that you had a machsheves pigul on im olu lo yardu, that once you bring the emurim on the mizbech, you leave them there. So a carbon that you have a machsheves psul on is also im olu lo yardu. Once you have a machsheves pasul, you leave it. Once you are olu on the mizbeach, you leave it there. And shekiblu psulin v'zorku daman. How do I know that if kohanim psulim were mekabel or were zorik the dam, and therefore pasul the whole karban, that if you put the dam or the emurin up on the mizbeach, lo yardu? So Gemara says, well, bahanuk psulim dechazu lavo desibur. That's only true if the kohanim were pasul in a way where they would still be right to do avodas hatzibur, like if a kohen was tameh. So the halacha is when the tumas sutra b'tzibur. But let's say the kohanim were pasul in a way where there's no heter for them to do anything, and then they were makabel or zorik the dam. Then ain't a chinami. If the limbs of that animal were put on the mizbeach, it would be yardu. You'd have to take it down. So the whole time we said shekiblu psulim v'zorku daman, that im olu lo yardu, is only if the psulim, the psul of the kohen in that case, was a psul that is sometimes permissible, like a psul of tuma. But if it's any other sort of psul where we would never allow a kohen to be involved in the avoda, then in a chinami, the carbon is so pasul that even if it's alu, it would be yardu. So now the Gemara asks on the brisa, v'chidan in davar shelo be'achshero midavar she'achshero. Meaning this is the kasha we pointed out before. You're going to darshan, you're going to figure out that something is kasher to be left on the mizbeach when it's done incorrectly, based on the binyanav of something that's done exactly l'chadchila, the way it's supposed to do, and the way it's supposed to be done. I mean, what did we say? Oh, look, if you could eat the basar shlamim tomorrow, then for sure you could be makhtudei murim tomorrow. Why? You're allowed to eat the basar shlamim tomorrow because that's the zman of achilas basar shlamim. Makhtudei murim, that's supposed to be done at night. That's not supposed to be done tomorrow. So how do you see from there that for sure you could leave the emurim on the mizbeach tomorrow? So says Gemara, you're right. The whole thing is incorrect. All these drashas Pashas, we just scrapped the whole thing. Tana Mizos Torah Sol Riba Samachle. The Tana of the Bryce is Machshir B'Diavad, the Emurim that are apostle, that are brought on the Mizbech, from Pasuk Zos Torah Sol Hi Ha'ola on Lotha Mizbech, Kola Laila. The Torah is telling us that everything that's brought on the Mizbech, lo yardu. When the Brisa says that the limud is from a binyanah, from shlamim, it's an asmachta. Doesn't really mean that. But the real ribu is from the pasuk. Question is, so where does that leave us? Meaning, why did we mention this whole binyanah? That I learned out the din of emurim from shlamim. And then I learned the din of dam from emurim. So it's a double binyanah, right? That's the whole context over here. Can that which is learned from a binyanah be chosen from a binyanah? And the raya was that there's a binyanah from shlamim to emurim, and then from Emurim to Dam. But now we're saying, no, there's no binyanav from Shlamim to Emurim because they're totally different things. Shlamim is l'chachil, it's supposed to be done that way. Emurim is not supposed to be done that way. So it seems at the end of the day, at least Rashi seems to learn that we are not poshet the suffik. Can that which is lama from binyanav be chozer mlam binyanav? Because now we're saying that the whole thing was only an asmachta, it wasn't a real drasha. However, Tosus and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis suggests that l'maskanas haGemara it can be chozer mlam binyanav. Chak Nassim explains that if it were not chozer mlam binyanav, the Tana wouldn't have even brought it as an asmachta. I mean, the very fact that we're willing to bring it as an asmachta, even though in a family, on a technicality, it doesn't work out because it's not a good binyanav. But it's not the problem is not the reason the Gemara rejects it is not because in principle you're not allowed to operate this way. In principle, you're not allowed to learn a double binyanav. No, you are. You're allowed to learn a double binyanav. The reason the Tana rejects it is because it happens to be that one of the binyanavs doesn't work out. They're not an exact parallel to each other. But the fact that we're even willing to bring it as an asmachta shows you that it's a valid form of limud. So that's how Tosas understands against Rashi. That l'maskanas haGemara, we actually do have a resolution that which is learned from a binyanav can be chozer malamed bibinyanav. Okay, that's the end of that discussion about being chozer malamed, that which is lamed being chozer malamed. So we again involve four categories: hekish, gzereshava, kalvachomer, and binyanav. And each one, can they be chozer malamed? Behekish, gzereshava, kalvachomer, uba binyanav. You have to like draw a chart and figure out, you know, where how many of them we resolved, how many of them are subject to machlokas, how many of them are left biteku. Okay, so we'll have to you have to get working on that. Okay, so the Mishnah went on to say, Shiari Adam, that the leftover dam of the par and sar of Yom Kippurim, you're a shofech into the Yisod Maravia of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You pour into the western Yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. My time, what's the source that the Shricha Shiraim of the par and sar of Yom Kippurim is dafka done in the Yisod Ma'aravi, in the western Yisod? So I'm a crowd, because the Pasuk says, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla Asher Pesach Ol Moed, that the Yisod Mizbech Ola, which is by the Pesach Ol Moed, and we darshin Hahu the Pagabaresha, the Yisod that you come across first when you leave the Heichal, and that is the Yisod Ma'aravi, because the Torah could have said Ves Kol Adam Yishpoch. And it says Ves Kol Adam Hapar Yishpoch, so we darshin that it includes the Par Yom Kippurim as well, that its Shiraim are also on the Yisod Ma'aravi of Mizbech HaChitzon. And since by the Seer of Yom Kippurim it says Va'asa Slamok Hashara Sol Adam Hapar, that you do with the Seer of Yom Kippurim exactly what you did with the Shiare Dam Hapar, so this Seer of Yom Kippurim is also put into the Yisod Ma'aravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Chaznish wonders why that once you're mixing the Dam Hapar and the Dam HaSoyer, which is part of the Avodah, that's what's supposed to be done anyway, and in order to sprinkle it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so obviously the Shvicha Shirayim is going to happen together. Meaning I shouldn't need a special pasuk, which Rashi of your quotes, to tell me that the Dam Hapar is poured into the Yisod Ma'aravi, and also the Dam HaSoyer is poured into the Yisod Ma'aravi, they're all mixed together. So if you're pouring one into the Yisod Ma'aravi, you're pouring them both into the Yisod Ma'aravi. It's a good kasha. I'm not sure, meaning you have to say that there's some nafkamina to the fact that fundamentally, that it's not just that it happens to be poured into the Yisod Ma'aravi, agav the Dam Hapar, but that fundamentally the Dam HaSoyer has to be poured into the Yisod Ma'aravi. Also, this idea that the Gemara is working with is Hahud Paga Bereisha, that in general, when it comes to mitzvos, Hahud Paga Bereisha, the first mitzvah you come across is a rule of Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvos, that a person is not supposed to bypass any mitzvos. If a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, that's a major discussion. Let's say a person has more than one shul in his neighborhood, right? Easy for us to imagine. And let's say you go down one block, and on that block there are multiple shuls. A person takes a stroll down Hungry Harbor Road in the morning to come to shul. Is it better or worse to pass by shul after shul after shul until you get to the one that you want to go to? So some of the posts can say, ah, schar alicha, it's better because you're showing that you're willing to go a greater distance. Others say, no, in mavir na mitzvahs. You have the opportunity to go, you got to take the first opportunity, that it's a bizayon not to. The Achronim bring a raya from the Gemara in Brachos, and that says that a person is not allowed to be over Achori Beis HaKnesses b'shar she'et Tzibur mispalim. You're not allowed to hang out behind the shul when the Tzibur is davening because it looks like you're not interested in coming into daven. But then the Gemara says that if there's Shtei Batei Knessiyos b'ir, then it's okay because people will just assume that you're going to the other one. So in Shuvas Pitzal HaChachm, it says it's a raya to Shitas HaMagen Avram that it's better to go to the further shul, that there's no issur of bypassing one shul to go to the next one. But there are many other applications of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, right? We certainly, when it comes to Tosfos over here, discusses what exactly the Gedarim are of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Tosfos in the bottom Tosfos is not convinced that this is an example of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. If you look at Tosfos, Shar Pesach Al Moed, Yisod Shar Kenegel Pesach, Zeu Ma'arov Shalom Zvech, Shu Kenegel Pesach Heichol, Kach Birush Bekuntrus, Velo Goris Ma'ashe Kasim Besvar, Ma'u Dupaga Bereisha. The Rashi leaves out that phrase, Hahu Dupaga Bereisha. Why? Mishum Demashma Mitam Shein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. That phrase implies that the reason you go to the Yisod Ma'aravi is Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. V'lo mina Pasuk Pesach Ol Moed. And not from the Pasuk of Pesach Ol Moed. And yet, this seems to be a different din. Aside from Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, they have a din of El Pesach Ol Moed. But then the question is, why not Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos? That seems to be a very good source for the idea that the first Yisod you hit, that's where it should happen. So it says also at the very end, V'yesh lomer de lo shaykh Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos al k'sheyesh shtei mitzvos lefanav. Kagon dishum nuzbeach panimi u'menora. O kagon mitzvos karnos shein yodea meheichon yaskhil. Very interesting. Yisod Tosa says, when you have two mitzvos, one of them is closer, one of them is further, Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos tells you to do the closer one. When you're trying to figure out the makom of a particular mitzvah, you don't say Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, that the makom must be the closest makom to you because of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. So we're trying to figure out where the Shlicha Shiraim is supposed to be. We don't say Yisod Ma'aravi because it's the closest makom to where you happen to be when you come out of the Pesach. No, we're not going to say Ein Ma'avir Nala, but when there are two mitzvahs, you have talis and tefillin. So you're supposed to position your talis and tefillin in such a way where you encounter your talis first, so that you won't have to bypass something in order to do the first mitzvah. So the first mitzvah is talis, and then the tefillin. The shalyad and the shalrosh, you try to do it in such a way where you're not going to first encounter the shalrosh, and then you'll be in the difficult position where you'd have to put down the shalrosh in order to and bypass it in order to do the shaliyad. When there are two separate mitzvahs, that's what we say, Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. My brother has a whole chapter on this in his sefer. It's a fascinating discussion, what exactly the rules are. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher and Bereishis, he once commented that, just like a parent has many children, and sometimes there's that one child that just is like has a certain chain in a parent's eye, he says, I love all my Chidushei Torah equally, except not so equally. There's this one that I love more than all the rest. He said that the piece where he discusses the difference between Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos, Zuiz Magdim Nala Mitzvos, and all these different, there are four or five different klalim that sound like they mean exactly the same thing. They say Mitzvah Bal Yod Alech Mitzena, and all these klalim that sound, and he tries to show through Sugis and Shas that they all mean different things, that they all have different circumstances where they apply. So it's a fascinating limud, Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. Okay, so says the Gemara now. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa, Darshan's Pesukim, that it says by putting the Shirayim on the Yisod of the Mizbeach Ha'ola. So in the Chumash, in Sefer Vayikra, there are five different parshios of Karban Chatas that come about because of Averos that you do, that you chayv karis for. One is the Kohen Mashiach, the Par Kohen Mashiach, where it's the Kohen Gadol does Navera. One is the Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, where the Beis Din Paskid, that was what Masech Sorius was about. One is the Chatas, Karban Chatas of a Nasi, where he brings a Seir, that's called the Seir Nasi. And then there are two about a Chatas of a Yachid. One about bringing Kisva, and the other about bringing a Seira. In all five of those parshios, the Torah says that the Shiari Adam are poured on the Yisod HaMizbeach. In the first three, it doesn't just say Yisod HaMizbeach, it says Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola. So this price is going to try to figure out why it has to be said three times, Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola. So Tana Rabbanan. We could darshan the three psukim about Chatos being poured El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola as follows. By Parkor Mashiach it says El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola V'lo Yisod Mizbach Ha'pnimi. That's teaching me that you dafk have to pour it in the Yisod of the Mizbach Ha'chitzon, well, that which is titled the Mizbach Ha'ola, and because the Olas Tamid was brought twice a day on it, so even though other Karbanos were also brought in it, it's called the Mizbeach HaOla, because the Karban Talmud, which was an Ola, was brought in that Mizbeach. So it teaches us, and below Yisod Mizbeach HaPanimi, you are not Shofech L'Shirayim on the Yisod of the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPanimi. And then by Parallel and Davar Shel Tzibur, it again says, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. Why does the Torah again have to tell me Mizbeach HaOla? After all, there's a hekesh between Par Helam Davar and Par Koyin Mashiach, because by the Par Helam Davar it says Vasala Par Kasharasa Leparachata. So the Torah tells me we're supposed to do all the same things. So why would it have to repeat that you poured the Shirayim into the Yisod Mizbeach HaOla? Einul Yisod Lepnimi Atzmo. It's telling me that not only do you not pour the Shirayim into the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but that the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't have a Yisod, an additional Chiddush, that it's not built with a Yisod. And then by the Seir Nasi, it again says, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. And that's also unnecessary for the Torah to tell me, to tell me that it's pouring to the Yisod Mizbeach HaOla for two reasons. First of all, if the Parkway Mashiach and Par Helam Davar, where the Nesina of the Dam is Bifnim, and nevertheless the Shirayim are Yisod Mizbeach HaOla are Bachutz, so certainly the Seir Nasi, where the Nesina of the Dam is on Mizbeach HaChitzon, of course the Shirayim are poured onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And the second reason why it's unnecessary is we already just learned that there is no Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so we're out of options. There's only one Yisod to pour it on, and that's the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Because the second Limud already told me that there is no Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So Tein Yisod LeMizbeach Shel Ola. Now this teaches us that we have to do Shlichas Shirayim on anything whose dam is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, like a Karban Ola, where it doesn't say anything about Shlichas Shirayim. This pasuk is telling me that all Karbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon have a din of Shlichas Shirayim liyasod. That you have to make sure that there's Shlichas Shirayim liyasod. And the way Rashi understands it is, it means that if there's any dam left in the Kli after you're done with all your Zrikos and Matnos dam, you then have to pour that dam into the Yisod. Implying that there's no requirement to leave them in the Kli to make sure that you have what to pour into the Yisod. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim learned that we're saying, no, you have to make sure that there is dam left in the Kli. Don't use it all on the Matnos dam on the Mizbeach, because you still have to make sure that there's Shirayim that gets poured into the Yisod. But one way or the other, this teaches us that all Karbanos have a din of Shvich HaYisod. So says the Gemara, how do I know that Yisod Mizbeach HaOla teaches us the din of Shvich HaShirayim for all Karbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? This last Rosh we made. Oh, ain't all the mizbech shel ola yehi yisod. Maybe it's just telling me that the zrikas dam ola on the mizbech, which has to be done in two corners of the mizbech, you do the zrika in two corners, and that's how you fulfill the din of saviv. The din is that it has to be brought the zrikas dam on the mizbech saviv on all four sides of the mizbech. But you don't do four zrikas dam; you only do two. But you do two on two corners, and each corner hits two sides. So it has to be on two opposite corners of the Mizbeach. Well, which two opposite corners of the Mizbeach? So maybe that's what this pasuk is teaching me, that the two opposite corners that actually have Yisod by them, because there's one corner of the Mizbeach that doesn't have any Yisod underneath it. So maybe that's the Limud. How do I know the Limud is there to teach me that all Karbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that the Shirayim has to be poured into the Yisod? So it says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer. Ma Shirayim She'in Mechaprin Tu'in Yisod Tchilas Ola She'mechaprin If Shirayim of a Karban Chatas, which is not Mechaper, the Shirayim is not Mechaper, and still it has to be put into the Yisod of the Mizbeach, so the actual Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Ola, of the Tamid every single day of the Karban Ola, for sure has to be placed on the part of the Mizbeach, which is Keneged, a Yisod. It also has a din of Yisod. And since I know that din of Yisod from a Kal V'chomer, it's still free, the Paschal Yisod Mizbeach HaOla is still free to teach me that all Karbanos have a din of Shirayim Li Yisod. It's not needed to teach the din of the two corners that have Yisod below them, because that I learned from Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Akiva says, I have a different Kal V'chomer. Ma Shirayim She'in Mechaprin ain ba'im le kapara. If shirayim which are not mechaper and do not come to achieve kapara, tun yisod still require yisod. You have to put the shirayim into the yisod. Tchilas ola, the matan dam of carbon ola, which is in nizrak on the mizbeach, shemechaperes uba'al le kapara, which is mechaper and achieves kapara, ain adin shetun yisod. All the more so should require yisod, that it should have to be put on the part of the mizbeach which is keneged the yisod. That's a very strange thing, because Rabbi Akiva's kal v'chomer sounds exactly like Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chomer, except for one thing: he added the word ein ba'al le kapara. But how is ein ba'al le kapara any different than ein mechaperin? And how is ba'al le kapara any different than mechaperes? So it's unclear exactly what's going on. The Gemara is going to have to deal with that later on. That they're both saying a kal v'chomer to teach me that when you are zorik the dam of the ola, it has to be on the part of the mizbeach that's right above the yisod. Good, wonderful, I get that. And therefore, the phrase al yisod mizbeach ola is free to teach me that all kaparas that are done on the mizbeach hachitzon need shirayim li yisod. Wonderful, but what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chomer? So anyway, so we'll get to that. So it said tomorrow, Im Kain, says the Gemara, if that's true, that the din of matan dama ola is done on the kronos that are connected to yisod, and that's derived from a kal v'chomer, matam lomer yisod mizbeach ola, so what's the possible yisod mizbeach ola teach me? Ten yisod, the mizbeach shel ola, that all the karbanos, that the nisinas dam is done on the mizbeach hachitzon, the shirayim also has to be poured into the yisod, like we said. Amramar, el yisod mizbeach velo yisod mizbeach hapanimi. So we said that the when it's said by the parakorin Mashiach, el yisod mizbeach ha'ola, we darshan that you pour the shirayim into the yisod mizbeach ha'ola and not into the yisod of the mizbeach hapanimi. Hami ba'ilei l'gufei, says Amar, but don't you need the pasuk to tell me the very din that you poured into the mizbeach chitzon, and you can't be memayit from there that you don't pour it into the mizbeach hapanimi, because if you're able to pour it into the mizbeach chitzon, maybe kal v'chomer you should be able to pour it into the yisod of the mizbeach hapanimi. So Gemara says the din that you're allowed to put the shirayim in the mizbeach hachitzon is really derived from different words. May asher pesach ol moed nafka. It's derived from the phrase asher pesach ol moed. Without saying the word ha'ola, and from the fact that it then adds the word ha'ola, we learn that you can only put the shirayim in the mizbeach hachitzon. Meaning the idea that you have a din of shirayim in the mizbeach hachitzon is just from the words asher pesach ol moed. When it then says ha'ola, so that's telling me that you dafka have to put it only into the Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon and not into the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then we said, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla teaches me, Tein Yisod Mizbeach Shalola, that you have to do Shvich HaShirayim of any korban that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, dafka in the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Because if you would think to explain the pasuk the way it sounds like it's saying, that it's coming to teach the din of the seir of the nasi itself, and it's not coming for any drasha, hani lamali, the phrase al yisod mizbeach ha'ola would be extra, meaning it could have just written al yisod mizbeach without saying that it's talking about mizbeach ha'ola. And if you're going to tell me l'shirayim that you have to pour the shiari of the shiari adam of the seir nasi to the mizbeach hachitzon, that's a davar pashut. Why would I need the pasuk to tell me that? Ha barai avadahu. Everything you do is already outside. The matan dam is also done outside of the heichal. So certainly you're not going to put the shirayim back inside on the mizbeach hapanimi. Even the chatos hapanimios are brought outside to pour the shirayim outside. So for sure the seir nasi, where the matan dam is done outside, of course you're going to pour the shirayim outside. So it would be totally unnecessary to tell me the actual din of shvicha shirayim of the seir nasi outside. It's obvious. Even the kabbalists that are brought in the mizbeach hapanimi, you take the shirayim out. So on Kabbalah said brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, obviously the Shirayim is going to be outside. So it must be that it's teaching me, no, that there's a din, that there should always be Shirayim. And any carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Shirayim has to be brought, it has to be spilled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon as well. The Chiteman, if you're going to tell me that the Torah has to tell me that these Shirayim are brought on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOla, because had it not said HaOla, I would not have learned from Kal V'chomer that the Shiur Yisir Nasi is brought on the Mizbeach Chitzon, because maybe I could have said as follows, Da'afich Mefach. Maybe I could have said, Debray Legvayu, Degavay Levray, that hey, if everything that's brought, if every carbon that where the Nesinas Adam is on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Shvich HaShirayim is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, maybe it's not so obvious that that which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that the Shvich HaShirayim is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, maybe it's supposed to flip. Maybe carbonos that I did in the Sinus Adam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, maybe the Shvich HaShirayim should be done in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So says Gemara, no, but Ha'en lo Yisod, the Pnimi Atzmo. You can't say that, because there is no Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. There's no Yisod of the Mizbeach. That we learned from El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, that it says by the Parhel and Dover. So Mela, there's no such limud. So it must be the Shiare Sa'ir Nasi are put in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And when the Torah says El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, it's coming to teach me that all karbanos, that the dam is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Shiraim should be Nishbach into the Yisod of the Mizbeach as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with an explanation of this long braisa.